Hello, one and all, to another episode of Deep Lore. Today, we are diving into the world of science fiction, Richard Shaver, and cryptids living in the Earth, all from the comic series Amazing Stories. Amazing Stories was a monthly publication that would share stories sent in by various writers, all revolving around some sort of sci-fi element. Amazing Stories originally began printing in the very early 1900s and became very popular very quickly. Topics would range from fictional stories of evil demons controlling people, to giant spiders who catch unknown travellers in their webs before consuming them, all typical 1900s fantasy tropes. In 1943, the creators of Amazing Stories received a letter from Richard Sharp Shaver. The letter contained an ancient language that Richard Shaver had discovered, which he called Mantong. He claimed that this was the core that all languages on Earth were derived from. Richard explained that in Mantong, every sound, when spoken, has a hidden meaning, and using a formula that Richard included, you could decipher the true meaning of any word from any language on Earth and discover the ancestry behind it. It was the alphabet of the cosmos and the angels, and definite proof of the Atlanteans, Richard claimed. The man that received the letter, Howard Brown, remarked about how crazies will believe anything, and threw the document in the bin. Another editor, Ray Palmer, didn't follow Howard's belief, and decided to retrieve it from the trash. He used Richard's formula against a variety of different words before he discovered that Richard might be onto something, as the formula seemed to make sense. Ray Palmer sent a letter back to Richard Shaver and requested a more in-depth answer to his history, where he found this alphabet, and other topics he claimed to have knowledge of. I'll give you a brief history of Richard Shaver's early life, and I mean brief, because very little is known about him before 1943, other than a few details. He was born in Pennsylvania in 1907. There is no knowledge of his upbringing, but he claimed to have first discovered Mantong and learned about his previous life in a mythic prehistoric civilization known as Lemuria while he was working in a factory in 1932. On an otherwise normal workday, he started to notice that one of his welding torches he used when working began to allow him to hear the thoughts of his fellow workmates. This then passed as he started to hear a telepathic recording of a torture session conducted by a malign entity in the caverns deep within the earth. Not knowing how to feel about these messages he received, Rich said he quit his job and wandered from town to town as a hobo for a while. 2 years after, in 1934, he was sectioned in a mental hospital with no obvious diagnosis. Richard's trail then goes cold until the document to Amazing Stories in 1943. Sometime after Ray Palmer sent a letter back requesting more information, Richard responded with a 10,000-word document titled A Warning to Future Man. The document goes in very different directions, but I'll try to summarise it. Richard claimed that 150,000 years ago, Earth was colonised by some sort of race who were almost like a superior, godlike human. Originally from outer space, they were called Atlans, or Titans, who settled on Earth on two lost continents called Atlantis and Lemuria. The Titans were experts in creating robots and machinery, and used them to create a fruitful life and being served by them. They also created robots from flesh that would bear identical looks to humans. Richard goes on to say that these flesh robots were our ancestors. This period lasted about 138,000 years of thriving for the Titans, until 12,000 years ago. The Titans discovered that the sun began to emit radiation derived from heavy metals, which caused an effect on the Titans that resulted in premature aging and early death. The first action the Titans did to avoid this was to move underground in an attempt to be sheltered from the rays. Ultimately, this didn't work, as the radiation contaminated the Earth itself. the Titans and decided that the best action would be to evacuate the planet entirely. Richard stated that they have inhabited another planet near a star that hasn't begun to secrete radiation yet. Unfortunately, the spaceships used for this migration were not big enough to transport all the robots and machinery with them, and therefore the Titans decided to leave them on Earth. As time passed, some of the robots ascended back to the surface, where they were able to survive the radiation and eventually became our Stone Age ancestors. As the generations passed, the surface robots completely forgot about the existence of the underground caverns and were fully accepting life on the surface. The robots that stayed underground still managed to survive and reproduce, however, they were unable to adapt to the radiation in the rocks around them and began to transform into a deranged race of psychotic dwarfs. They became what is known as detrimental robots, or Dero for short. Some managed to avoid becoming Dero, and they made attempts to thwart the Dero's actions, but they were largely unsuccessful. These were called Terro. The Dero began to use all the space age machinery that was left by the Titans for evil purposes. They managed to change machines that were meant to be designed for helping into machines for torture. They were able to watch any part of Earth, read minds, and teleport from different locations. They could create impeccable illusions and induce a rage within the surface dwellers that would cause them to kill whatever they see when they heard the voices from the underground. These Dero were the worst of the worst, doing anything to cause pain to the surface dwellers. From small acts like fires, car crashes, and shipwrecks, to far larger actions. To show the extent that Richard believed the Dero could interfere in our lives, he believed that Dero were to blame for the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, killing Franklin Roosevelt before World War II ended, and stole copies of Richard documents from Ray Palmer's desk to avoid the story getting published. It was a group of Terro, the good underground race, that allowed Richard Shaver to see fort records of his previous life in Lemuria. Ray Palmer edited Shaver's writings so he could publish it in Amazing Stories, increasing the word count from 10,000 to 31,000. However, he insisted he kept the story as true as it was when he first read it. He merely made it easier to read. He himself believed the stories from Richard were fundamentally true, but merely posed them as fiction in magazines. When it was published, people loved it, and many people sent letters sharing their personal experiences with the Dero in the Hollow Earth. A woman in France claimed to have found a secret elevator in the basement of a building. When she went down, she was captured and tortured for months before being freed by a Terro. Ultimately, while Richard Shaver's work first increased the sales of Amazing Stories, the fans began to get tired of what they thought was just low-effort fiction, and demanded for it not to be published anymore. Palmer had a disagreement with Howard and eventually left the company. Richard Shaver went quiet. There were further films, documentaries, and books in the 1950s in which people attempted to summarise Shaver's writings, but no actual input of Richard himself. In the 1960s and 1970s, Richard made it his goal to find physical evidence of the races. He did this through his findings of certain rocks which he believed to be rock books, which were created by the Titans with pictures and text. He spent years writing about them and taking pictures. He used coloured ink on the pictures to show exactly what he wanted the reader to see, much like in videos these days where someone would use a red pen to draw the face. However, much like those videos, using a red pen to highlight certain areas can lead to people seeing something that isn't actually there, which is what seemed to happen with Richard's rock books. In the end, it didn't get much attention at the time, and Richard Shaver died in 1975. In the 2000s, many people rediscovered Shaver's writings and his rock books. However, it's usually shown in art shows or as a form of outsider or abstract art, which means that any credibility that might be there is now diluted by naming it art. Regardless, Richard certainly made a hefty contribution to fiction. I'm sure many of you know the name Darrow from Dungeons & Dragons, an evil dwarf race that lives in the earth. But that isn't what Richard wanted. He was confident in his discovery, and it would appear that he actually was fully convinced of the story, whether or not it was actually true. In my opinion, Richard wasn't entirely of sane mind, but his life certainly shows that. But that's just me. Please let me know if you think Richard discovered something genuine in the comments. Thank you for watching this episode of Deep Lore. Hopefully, it's left you wanting to view more content. Please leave a like if you enjoyed it, and subscribe if you haven't done so yet. I would appreciate it if you could share it with your friends. After all, why leave the comfort of the VCR when we're only at the tip of the iceberg? There are still plenty more video cassettes left to watch.